Hello. May I speak to Mr. Carl Adams, please?
Yes, he's calling.
Hi, this is Perry with Local Splash.
Yes.
Hi. I wanted to speak with you regarding the Google Guarantee program for a little bit. Do you have about
Have you straightened out my reviews yet?
Yep, that's what I'm trying to give you an update for.
All right, go ahead.
Alrighty, yes, sir. So finally, the Google Guaranteed team over there had provided us a little bit more insight on actually how many people clicked through the reviews, the reviews request link, and only 11 people actually clicked on that link and left a real review. So of the 50 customers that you had, the people that claimed that they left the review for you, 11 actually only did that. And of the 11, 7 of them were approved already, which has been on your account for weeks now. 4 of them were rejected. Okay. So just to repeat.
Four of them are what?
4 of them were rejected. Rejected.
Why?
They didn't get into the reasons why. They didn't want to share that with us. But we were able to finally, once again, link the GBP, your Google Maps profile, to your Google Guaranteed listing, your ad. So what this means is that because your Google Maps listing already has 4 existing ones, those 4 are now also added to your Google Guaranteed ad. So as of today,
so
right
how
now...
How many reviews do I have?
For Google Guaranteed, you have 11 right now.
And how about the other ones?
4 right now.
So you I didn't gain any. We're exactly where we started.
Yeah, so for the, like what you had mentioned about, you had 50 people that left the review, but of those 50, only 11 of them actually left a review for you, for Google Guarantee, that is special link that requested a review.
That is just not true, I'm sorry. I have emails from people that sent me copies of the review that they sent me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't actually see the data, but this is what the reps over at Google are telling us, that they can see 4 are formally rejected, whereas 7 were already passed for Google Guaranteed ad.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is that though, now because we have our Google Maps, the GBP listing linked, whenever you get a review on your GBP listing, the Google Maps, it will also automatically appear on your Google Guaranteed ad as well. It doesn't work the other way around, but it does work
so
this
where,
way.
Where are people supposed to leave reviews at?
The Google Maps listing would be better if you would like to have reviews show up on both platforms. The second answer is that if somebody did find you through Google Guaranteed and they leave a review on Google Guaranteed itself, that person, whenever they leave a review, they would have a subtitle under their name, their account name, saying that this was a verified reviewer, something along the lines of that.
But when you say Google Maps, where do I go right now on where would I go to leave a review?
Okay, so Google Maps, you can just type in google.com or maps.google.com, and then
Hang on a second. I'm going there right now.
Sure.
Okay, I'm on Chrome. I'm going to go to where?
Yeah, so on the Chrome browser on the very top, just go ahead and type in maps.google.com.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And then you can just type in your business name along with the city state for the a particular listing to appear. So I put in KNC, LLC, Panama City, Florida. And then when I do that, you should also be able to see your listing pop up, KNC, LLC, 5-star ratings with 4 reviews. You see that on your end?
Okay, so if I'm on this site, where would I go to leave a review? How would I send somebody a thing to do a review?
Yeah, but do you see the exact listing that I'm seeing as well? With the 5 stars? Okay. All right.
Yes.
So, this should be a tab that just simply says reviews.
Uh-huh.
And then
Okay.
Yep. And then when you click on write a review, that is where your customers, your happy clientele will be able to leave a review. So this is where they would go. And you can see on the very top of your browser, this is a really long, ugly link that we do not want to provide to people's customers, business customers.
Sorry, so how do I send a review request from this site?
Yeah, so I'm trying to tell you that there's a short one that is designed specifically for you so that it's easy to remember. And it's also within the dashboard itself. But let me shoot you a link real quickly right now so you have it on hand.
Now, if people go to this website,
yep.
I'm going to call somebody as soon as we got the phone. I'm going to say, go here and leave me a review. How do they do that? I don't want to send them a link. If they go on KNC LLC, which I'm paying for, how can somebody just leave a review?
Yeah, so like now that you see your listing there, you can navigate them to, you know, go to map.google.com, type in the name, and then they get here. And then when they click on reviews, click write a review, they can put a review right there. They can put how many stars they want.
Okay, well, how come I don't see that option?
Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. So I'm on KNC, LLC, and I see a 5 stars with 4 reviews.
Right.
You see that? Okay. And
yes.
Then when you first click into your overview section, what gives you a little bit more information about the business, there's a tab that says reviews. You see that?
Okay. I see the tab. I'm in the tab. Let's go.
Oh, for reviews.
Yes, I'm in the reviews. So I'm Joe Smith. I want to leave a review.
Yep.
I don't need to baby me through this. Tell me what button to push. Because if it's not any easier than what we're going through, nobody's going to do it.
That's why I was trying to show you a specific link that takes people directly to it.
Get to the point.
Okay, so there's a short link that I'm going to give you.
I don't want you to give me a fucking link, bro. I want to show somebody how to leave a fucking review. What are you not getting? Every time I talk to you, I beat my head against the wall. I'm in the website. I'm somebody that's in my website. How do you leave a review?
So this is not
Come on,
a website.
I'm working.
I am working right now.
I'm on a job. Get to it.
Okay, with all due respect, I'm trying to help you out.
Just answer the question. I don't want you to send me a link. I want to know how to do it on my website.
So this is not the website we're talking about. This is a Google listing that we're talking about.
Oh, my God. You just told me. This is the website to do it at if it's going to show up on both. You just said that.
No, I never said the word website. I said listing. Google Maps listing, sir.
Yes, and you said that's where you want the reviews to be left because they'll show up on both spots.
So there's a button that says
tell me I'm on this website. This is the website I want to use, so it'll show up on both. I'm a reviewer. My name is John Smith. I want to leave KNC a review. How do I do it on this site without getting a link sent to me on text message?
So on this listing, press write a review.
Where is that option?
It's on the reviews page that you're currently on right now.
I don't see leave a review.
Okay. So
I am under the reviews. I am looking at the reviews. I do not see an option that says leave a review.
Okay, I presume you're on mobile since you're on a job site at the moment?
Yeah, I'm on my mobile phone, yes.
Okay, yep. So on the review section, when you see that, there should be a button that says see all reviews. And then when you see all reviews, near the top, it gives you an option to leave star ratings. And then when you press the star rating, whatever you want, it pops up a section where people can leave text content and also add photos.
I don't see it. You're saying something that's not there. I am in reviews. I have all the reviews up, and I see 5 stars with five.
Yep.
I see it's 5-star with 4 reviews. I don't see anything that says leave a review.
Right below that, do you see rate and review, share your experience to help others?
No, I do not see that. Do not see that option. I see all the names of the people that left a review sorted by their names, and I go to the bottom, I go to the top, I don't see anything that says leave a review.
Okay, so let me double check here. You're on the browser, so let me see that on my phone.
I know how to use the internet, man. So, you know, stop making it sound like this is the first time I've ever done anything, because that's what really pisses me off. I'm a computer scientist, for Christ's sake. If it was easy, I could figure it out myself.
I'm not trying to patronize or make it sound dumb, because Google has different views. Desktop, mobile, the mobile app for Google Maps, as well as Chrome browsers, Safari, different platforms, different things like that. I'm sure you're aware. So that's why
I just want to see very easily when I tell somebody, go here and leave a review. I don't want them going through what I'm going through, because they're not going to do it.
Exactly. Yes, sir. So when you on your site right now, on your listing, it says reviews. It says rate and review on Google with 5 empty stars.
Where does it say that? I do not see what you just said. I don't see those words.
Okay, so that's why I'm trying. I would like to show you a link and message you so I can show you exactly what I'm seeing and give you a screenshot as well.
Just send me a screenshot because I don't want a link. I'm not sending okay. people a link because that last time I did that, I spent half a day sending links and none of my reviews got posted. Now I'm being told Now I'm told that all of my friends and the people I did work for are liars and they really didn't do a review. A month and a half later, this is what I get.
Okay, so let me give you the screenshot right now.
I see most relevant, newest, highest, low.
It's right above that.
Sorting by.
It's right above that. Rate and review on Google.
There's nothing above that besides 5.0 with 5 stars.
Okay, let me share my screenshot with you here.
Now, maybe it's because I'm signed in, it doesn't show it because I can't leave myself a review. I don't know.
No, as a business owner, you should still be able to see that. You can also try it out in incognito window to see if it appears for you.
I don't see it, so just send me the screenshot so I can see it.
Okay.
Because obviously we're looking at two different things.
Although he gave no clear answer on whether or not the U.S. is considering re-freezing the $6 billion
go.
A loss for that country.
It's so funny. They're rejecting these reviews, but then they take a review from somebody with the same last name as me, which would be a huge red flag because that's my brother.
So let me get you this.
And then they reject reviews from other people who are legitimate people I've done work for. I don't get it.
Okay, this number, this image was just sent to you, just the image itself. Let me know when you get it, please.
You send a text?
A text message, yes, sir. I should take just a few seconds.
Okay, I didn't get any text from you. What number did you send it to? You probably sent it to my wife, because you guys send my wife things that I don't get.
Yeah, I sent it to both, actually. To one individual, 0103 and 1326.
Yeah, I don't have that. I didn't get a text from you.
Let me see here. Your number is the one ending in 0103.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Where was your mother? Was she at this festival somewhere else? Maybe you could tell us a little bit.
I sent it again to 0103. If you don't get that, I'm going to send you an email instead. Since you're on your mobile phone as well.
Well, this is interesting. You know, why am I not getting text messages from you? Another glitch in the system? I don't have problems getting text messages from people. I get 1,000 text messages a month.
Yep, sent successfully to 0103. Maybe it shows us a spam. Is there a because I know our phones, whether it be Android, iPhone, there's a.
I didn't know there was spam on text messages.
Yeah. Okay, since you're not seeing that right now, let me send you a quick email as well with just this image. Okay, so this email is going to go to, this message is going to go to your email, adamscarlw@gmail.com.
Yes, I didn't get it.
Talking outside for home and shooting, and we're going to try to enter the shelter and keep the door closed. She managed to do that a few second time when
it might take a few seconds. It's coming from support@localsplash.com.
We did a lot of streaming in Arabic, and that's where the call got disconnected. So both my brother and sister were on the call when my mother was here.
Now, I know you've been in contact with the U.S. Embassy in Israel. What have you learned from them?
So unfortunately, the information stream, both with the Israeli government and the U.S. administration and the Israeli government, was won election when we are providing information to them and not vice versa. So they are not currently providing any information to us.
Okay, I got it.
Yes, sir.
Your mom actually was born right.
Okay. That's exactly what I'm looking at. But where does it say leave a review?
No.
Rate and review. I got it.
Yes.
Rate and review.
On
okay.
Your phone?
Yeah. Nope.
With the 5 empty stars?
Nope. I'm going to go back there again. Hang on.
Okay.
Nope. That option is not on my screen. I'm going to go
that
back to KNC. Hang on one second. KNC. LLC. K. Reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I don't have a. That's not there. That's
okay.
Weird.
And on your phone, for incognito, can you open an incognito window on your Chrome browser on your phone?
Say what?
Can you open an incognito window on your Chrome browser on your phone?
All right. How do I do that?
So on the top of the Chrome browser.
I got it. No incognito tab.
Yep.
Okay.
And then do a search again, just like what we did together before.
Okay. Well, that looks completely different.
Yeah, what incognito does is, it just basically takes you out of your own personal search results.
Wait a second, that took me to my website, not Google, so I got to go to Google first.
Okay.
All right, hang on, Google Maps. Okay, Google Maps and find a place, KNC. KNC. LLC. Okay, 4 reviews.
How are you moving up your family?
Write a review. There it is. So it does know it's me.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, on our end, you already provided us access to your listing, so we can still see that for some reason. I'm not sure why you can't. But...
No, and then it's asking me to sign in before I can leave a review. I don't see a rate and review though. It just says write a review.
Okay. Yeah, it depends on the formats, Google Maps, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So like, this is where people would go and leave a review there. So if they click on the star, they click on write, whatever button they see, the format,
right.
The wording
so
may be different.
Go ahead and send me that link. Send me that link that you were going to send me now about review and the short link.
Oh, okay. I have thought you didn't prefer to not have that. Okay, let me give that to you.
And it's weird that I want to make sure what's going on with text messages here. Because why didn't I get that text message?
Yeah, let me try. It might be something to do with the image itself is not going through. So let me send you the text message with this link, like a normal text message.
Okay.
Let's see if it shows up there as a test. Alrighty. Okay, let me know if you got that, please. It might take a few seconds.
Got it.
Okay, so there's something to do wrong with the images itself, not your phone whatsoever. So that link... It's a short one that's memorable. It's always the same. And when you provide it to your customer, your client, it leads them directly to the same listing, the Google Maps listing. But instead of leading it to there, it directs them to the exact section for them to leave a review.
Okay. So it's ratemy.pro/KNCLLC.
Yep. ratemy.pro/KNCLLC. Yep. And the capitalization of the KNCLLC does not matter. So if you give it lowercase, it's all good too.
Okay. All right. I'm going to now, now you're going to be, so I'm going to send a couple of these out.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so when you send them,
are you going to see these get rejected again?
So when you send them out, we will be able to see when it comes through as an approved one, but it'll show up. But when your customers leave a review, they'll get notified. They, not you, not me, they will get notified if their review becomes rejected.
Okay. All right, I'm sending these. And people have to have a Google account, right?
That's right. Yeah, this is a Google business listing, so they have to have one. So any reviews you receive on that particular link now to this Google business profile listing will now also show up on your Google Guaranteed app, your other product.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I just sent it to 6 people who I know are going to send a review. So we'll keep an eye out for that. When we get this thing linked in, you see this, then we'll chat again. But for right now, as far as I'm concerned, nothing's changed.
Yep. Yeah, I just want to give you that update. So 6 right now, so I'm expecting and hoping to see 10 total here on this listing.
Okay.
And then 17 on the other Google Guaranteed ad because there's that difference in numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Yep.
All righty. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Any others? Anything else I can
help
with?
No, I think my wife is making progress with the website. She's been going having several
with
meetings
the link,
with people on the other end, straightening that website out.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, all right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye.